Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, back here in studio for the first time in a couple weeks.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you. Back from Florida. You don't look any more tan than when you went away, so that's something. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We haven't talked since all the NFL draft declarations were made. A coach was relieved of his duties, so we'll touch on all that stuff. We'll also look at a group of, what is it, a dozen freshmen enrolling in classes today. So we'll look at all those guys and maybe in the scope of who benefits the most from getting that extra time on campus and the whole movement towards getting more guys on campus. I can't remember seeing 12 guys enroll in January before. Never. It's kind of where college football is going. It's where Penn State's going. We'll round things up. A look at Penn State basketball, an interesting time for Jeff Brown to join us to talk about Patrick Chambers. A little dust up with Miles Dredd, his one-game suspension, which was served on Sunday. So we'll round things up with that. Let's start with the changes we've started to see from Penn State's football program. And, you know, I don't think there's any kind of, you know, to have five guys declare early, I don't think is a sign of anything troublesome on that front. I think they just had five guys who liked their chances with the draft. I assume you feel the same way, that there's no bigger picture concerns or anything there.
No, you know, I just think that, excuse me, a couple things. First, sometimes guys just get sick of getting beat up at the college level. I'm not saying, I'm just speaking generally when guys make draft decisions. Sometimes they're just sick of getting beat up at the college level. So they say, all right, let's try it. Let's see what happens. Maybe, you know, I'll get drafted. Maybe I won't go to the CFL, go somewhere else. You know, maybe they won't go anywhere else at all. But sometimes guys just say, look, I've had enough. With Miles Sanders and McGovern, certainly those two make sense. And I think most people saw those coming. And I think Kevin Givens, you know, Ryan Bates, Sharif Miller, maybe in that latter category of guys that just said, hey, I don't want to, you know, for whatever reason, I want to, you know, continue, move on with my life. I think four of the five maybe have degrees, if not all five. So, I mean, they have that part of it taken care of. James Franklin was very direct in 2014 in saying that this is what he wanted, which was guys to come in, get their degree, and go on to the NFL. So sometimes that's going to happen in 3 years, and you'll have large classes of guys that do that.
Here's what else I would say. I think, you know, you look at it, is it a mistake to go to the NFL when making an active roster, when a first or second round draft pick isn't going to be in the cards for you, or might not be in the cards for you? It's an interesting time because Penn State had a couple of guys, even just this year, start the year on practice squads. Yep. You know, look at Jason Kabinda and Saeed Blacknall, weren't drafted at all. They found their way onto practice squads. They found their way onto on the Raiders active roster. So there are different paths through this, and I think spending an entire season on a practice squad is still a fair amount of money. I don't know. Ross Tucker would be a good guy to ask about that because I know he's passionate about it. But there are other things that can happen other than just making the leap in the NFL and being a starter right away, for example. So these guys are exploring that. I want to go through maybe choice by choice before we get into, you know, the coaching staff change and that kind of thing. But Miles Sanders may be the least surprising of them all.
Right.
1,274 yards, 9 touchdowns this season. He finished with 1,649 yards. Very good raw talent. I think scouts will like and appreciate his film, what he showed in terms of power, speed, physicality, shiftiness, vision. I think all that stuff was there. He leaves as a junior with not a lot of wear and tear also. So this was kind of the sweet spot for a good college running back, is to show it on film, have a couple big games under your belt, test well at the combine, all that kind of thing. I don't think there was a lot to gain for him to come back.
No, I don't either. I mean, I think that, look, the biggest knock on him from what we've been able to see is speed. And how could another year in college make you faster? It's just not going to happen. You can do little things and maybe improve your 40 by a tenth of a second or two tenths of a second, but he can do those now too, and he's not going to get the game-changing speed that, you know, maybe Saquon Barkley has. So somebody will probably get upset that Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders were mentioned in the same sentence, but I like to complete the circle of life, and with Miles Sanders' career over, we can now do that.
We're not going to have many opportunities. That's right. We'll go out of our way for sure.
Yeah, not until the combine and then the draft and then but at any rate, I completely agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, people say, well, he only played 1 year, he only started 1 year. Well, guess what? There's a lot of guys that didn't even start that are now very productive running backs in the NFL. You don't need to have a long track record of success. You just need A, someone to believe in you, and B, some things on tape to make people want to draft you. Even if he's a day three pick, it probably, you know, I have a hard time believing if he came back, you know, if he does go on day three, that he would go on day two with an extra season.
He strikes me as a guy anywhere from, I don't know, what, rounds 3 through 6. That's always the sweet spot for teams looking to get running backs at value rates. So I would expect Miles to be in that group. But, you know, assuming that we don't see any kind of crazy performance at the combine or something like that. One thing with him is I'm curious to see, and I don't really know what the answer is to it, but if you're a guy who struggles with ball security in college, mm-hmm. how fixable or unfixable is that? Like, if that was an issue as a freshman, then again as a sophomore, then again as a junior at times, how fixable is that kind of awareness? I suspect that it is, and I don't think that it's a huge red flag, but it's something to think about for Miles.
Yeah, no question about it. But again, I just don't know if that's something you're going to improve. In terms of, I shouldn't say improve, because you could always improve and get better. Obviously, he wants to do that. But at the same time, you know, it's not necessarily something you can, you know, take your draft stock from round 5 or 6 to round 3 or 4 by coming back a year and trying to fix that.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Something to consider as we start to flip the page. We're talking about January enrollees. It's not going to be long before we talk about spring practice, before we talk about the blue-white game. A good opportunity for the spring, and then, of course, going into the 2019 season. Check them out at GoPSURV.com. Sharif Miller, another one. I guess I wasn't this wasn't a huge surprise. This is the first guy to announce, and I think the way he played the season might even be a little underappreciated. Like, you Agreed. Had Yetur Gross-Matos in the second half of the year become such a force that it kind of overwhelmed what Sharif was doing. But to finish with 15 tackles for loss and 7.5 sacks, both career highs, I think his game it fits the NFL. You know, he can beat blockers in a variety of ways. He's got power. He's got speed. He's got that kind of dog mentality that he would talk about coming from, a Philly city kid. Mm-hmm. He's pretty relentless, and that motor doesn't really stop. He's one guy that, looking into the next 1, 2, 3 years, I'm curious to see how the NFL treats him, because I suspect it's going to be pretty well.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's a guy that, you know, you probably had a sense all along that he might look to the next level after this season, just based off the fact that, you know, he's accomplished a lot at Penn State. He has played a ton of reps. And again, how much is he really going to gain round-wise by coming back a year? I mean, I think maybe he's a tougher call than most because – you probably can make the argument that, you know, another year for him could maybe let him dominate on the stat sheet the way Yetur Gross-Matos did, and that would maybe help his draft stock. But look, at the end of the day, NFL teams don't really, you know, the stats are a part of it, but it's not the whole story. And I think his tape tells a story that's better than what his stats indicate. I agree with you.
I think to some extent stats are not completely relevant, but I do think that it's – you can raise your profile by going from a guy who has 7.5 sacks to a guy who has 12 sacks.
Right.
That changes the way that teams and people look at you. And so that opportunity would have been out there, but I generally agree with what you're saying, that there just wasn't a whole lot left for Sharif to prove. He kind of is who he is. And at the end of the day, what you show physically and what you show on film, there's plenty of film out there on him. I think it's – I don't know what – value-wise, you know, where he goes round-wise. I don't think we've seen much of that yet, but I'll be curious to see how that goes. Connor McGovern is a guy, he just looks the part, Greg. So for him to announce, and I put less and less stock over the years into what Mel Kiper's big board has to say, but for what it's worth, he, I believe, is the number one guard on Mel Kiper's big board. So there's that. There is a sentiment out there that he will be coveted as an interior line prospect.
Yes. Yeah, no question. And again, he's played a lot of football for Penn State too. I mean, what, I think the fourth game of his career, he was forced into a start, and he's pretty much not come off the field since. So, I mean, you talk about a guy that, you know, again, has really taken a lot of snaps and lots of bumps and bruises at Penn State and has his degree as far as I know. And if you want to, if you think you're ready to take that next step, go ahead and take it. And let's not forget too that Penn State had to clear some space somehow. This is a general point, but they had to clear some space somehow to fit in all of the class of 2019 signees. So, I mean, a lot of folks might look at it and say, I can't believe some of these guys are leaving. Well, some of them, you know, maybe you can make an argument that they should have stayed or something along those lines, but it's also helpful for Penn State because now they have scholarships, not only bring in the 19 that they signed, but also work on some more here during the push to the traditional signing day in February.
And this is what the elite programs are doing, is they're churning through these scholarships. And Penn State, I don't think at the end of the day it's a bad thing to do that. With McGovern, I don't think it can be understated. Like, I think his experience playing center, high school level, and then last season too, talking about the 2017 season, I think that versatility is going to be valuable to have that experience snapping the ball and handling those responsibilities, yeah. Even if it was just for a year, can make you an emergency center, can make you a backup center, can maybe teams will like him just as a pure center. That's something that I'm interested to see. He does seem to fit physically. You know, he's so big and broad-shouldered. He does make sense physically as a guard, but more and more, you can only carry, what, 7-8 linemen on game day. To have a guy who can play, you know, in essence, three positions is going to be a valuable thing, and that's where Connor McGovern falls in there. Just one more guy to touch on before we take a break and look at maybe all these different declarations in a broader sense. But Ryan Bates, another mainstay on the O-line, played left tackle, played right tackle, played some guard. He's been a full-time starter since his redshirt freshman year back in 2016. 35 career starts. He was left and right tackle this season. I think you're going to miss that. You're going to miss that experience, and you're going to miss that kind of versatility that he brings to the table. And especially, you know, looking ahead to 2019, I'm curious to see what that tackle depth chart looks like.
Yeah, it will be interesting because they have a handful of guys that I think could fight for time, including Anthony Wiggin, the Lackawanna Community College signee, arrives today, Monday, for the start of classes in the winter semester. James Franklin called him a light 300 pounds. I think he has listed at like 294, 6'6", 294. If he puts weight on in a hurry, I think there's very likely a case where he could find himself either fighting for the starting job or winning it outright once summer camp rolls around.
We'll touch on a couple. We still have to talk about Kevin Givens. I still want to talk about the offensive line a little bit more, some news on that front too, some coaching staff changes. So we'll take a quick break and get to all that stuff in just a moment.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.